This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for November 29th through December 5th, 2008. Israeli settlers step up attacks against the Palestinians in the West Bank, while Gaza banks close their doors as Israel prevents transfer of money to the besieged coastal region. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Tarina Aguilar.
In the village of Al-Masra, south of Bethlehem, three demonstrators were injured, suffering bruises and cuts from being severely beaten by Israeli occupation soldiers at noon on Friday. The events took place when a group of Palestinian farmers and children, along with dozens of international peace activists, began a march against the wall being built on village land. Participants raised Palestinian flags and banners condemning Israeli actions. Demonstrators also condemned the attacks on Palestinians by settlers in the old city of Hebron, adding that such attacks take place in full view of the Israeli troops, who did nothing to stop them. The march followed the streets of the village and proceeded to the apartheid wall, where the demonstrators faced dozens of heavily armed Israeli soldiers with batons who formed a human chain and put barbed wire in the road to prevent the march from continuing. Scuffles followed, in which three protesters were wounded. The injured were taken to a medical center, said Popular Committee Against the Wall spokesman Mohammed Brejia, who confirmed that soldiers responded violently to demonstrators who were protesting in a peaceful way, stressing that the violence of the occupation will not bring a flag of surrender from the Palestinian people. In his speech to the demonstrators, Brejia called the actions of Israeli soldiers and settlers in Hebron the, quote, biggest proof of the barbaric attacks and plans to displace Palestinian people from their own lands. Coordinator of the protest, Mahmoud Zawara, said Israel should take responsibility for their actions, as they allowed and even encouraged the settlers to take up residence in Hebron and engage in racial attacks against the city's Palestinian residents. Three protesters were injured on Friday in the village of Bil Ain when they were assaulted by Israeli soldiers during their weekly march in the protest against aggressive Israeli policies. Marchers made their way to the site of the wall, calling out their condemnation of settler violence in Hebron. Spokespeople from the demonstration's organizing committee spoke out against the settlers' attacks on Palestinian civilians, Islamic holy sites, houses, and farms. They said the attacks affected all aspects of life and should be confronted by popular demonstrations and mobilization. Quote, "We can't remain silent," unquote, one protester said. Those injured by rubber bullets and tear gas canisters in Bil Ain were identified as Hussam Kamal al-Khatib, Muhammad Ali Abu Sadi, and 10-year-old Samer Mohammed Samara. Seven demonstrators, including Danish and Spanish peace activists, were injured by Israeli occupation forces during a peaceful march against the wall and settlements in the village of Na'alin, west of Ramallah. Before the march, dozens of people participated in Friday prayers in the village, led by Sheikh Khalil Murad, who condemned attacks carried out by settlers in the Palestinian territories, which culminated yesterday in the city of Hebron, and stressed the need for unity in the face of the aggression from settlers and the occupation. After prayers, which were held in spite of the soldiers surrounding the village from all sides, and the march began towards the confiscated land, Israeli soldiers fired dozens of tear gas canisters and metal bullets at the participants from close range, resulting in dozens of injuries. The occupation army used military patrols and ambushes in close proximity to homes and deliberately fired tear gas toward the homes near the scene, resulting in injuries among families. Soldiers also opened fire on an ambulance, Red Crescent medical personnel, and press photographer Fadi Aruri, and prevented other members of the press from approaching. The spokesman of the Popular Committee Against the Wall in Na'alin said that this comprehensive policy of aggression is commonly employed against peaceful protesters and the media. Today, Israeli occupation forces attacked hundreds of Palestinian demonstrators who were carrying out activities in protest against settlement north of Nablus in the West Bank. Israeli soldiers beat demonstrators and deployed sound and gas bombs as they proceeded to the area near the evacuated settlement of Homesh. Witnesses told reporter Lofa that large numbers of soldiers sealed off the area in the morning hours. The weekly march was staged from the village of Berka, north of Nablus, to condemn the confiscation of land and to protest against settlers trying to rebuild houses in Homesh, which was vacated 3 years ago. The protesters have planted olive seedlings in the vicinity of the settlement, which by tradition is an expression of Palestinian resistance. For IMEMC, this is Tarina Aguilar.
Palestinian factions held meetings to discuss the fate of the ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, Palestinian Authority calls for international protection against attacks by armed Israeli settlers on Palestinian civilians in the West Bank. IMEMC's Justin Thirault has the details.
The ruling Hamas party in Gaza held meetings this week with a number of Gaza-based factions. The meetings discussed the fate of the ceasefire deal with Israel that Egypt brokered in June. Hamas says that it would not obstruct a consensus by the other factions as to whether or not to extend or terminate the six-month ceasefire deal. Amidst talks about the truce, tensions between the two main rival parties, Fatah and Hamas, heated up during this week over the Gaza Muslim pilgrims problem. The two parties have also traded accusations over a decision by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, where Muslims go for the pilgrimage this month, to not grant entry visas to the Gaza pilgrims, claiming that many of them are Hamas members recruited to bring money with them to the Gaza Strip. Fatah accused Hamas of preventing the pilgrims from leaving the coastal region by confiscating their travel permits. Hamas, however, denied the accusations and said that the pilgrims applied through Hamas but were turned away by Saudi authorities. Also, Hamas have accused the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank of arresting a number of its activists. Hamas said at least 11 Hamas members and supporters have been arrested by the Palestinian Authority security in Nablus, Ramallah, and Hebron. Meanwhile, the West Bank-based Palestinian Authority said that it would ask for international protection against armed Israeli settler attacks against Palestinian residents in the West Bank. In other news, Israel blocked the flow of cash into Gaza-based banks, forcing all banks in the Gaza Strip to shut down. The Israeli move will impact scores of Gaza households that receive payments from the West Bank. In the meantime, the Palestinian-Israeli peace process is still in limbo as Palestinian rival factions are unable to end their division. The Free Gaza Movement announced a joint mission with Qatar Charity, a Qatar-based relief organization, to sail from Larnaca port to Gaza with $2 million worth of cancer medicine this Saturday, December 6th. In a step seen by Palestinians as a strong message of support to the besieged Gaza population, the Arab members of the Israeli parliament in the Knesset decided to send a shipload of supplies and humanitarian aid to Gaza. The step received wide Palestinian welcoming and Israeli condemnation. Israeli right-winger member of the Knesset, Avigdor Lieberman, called for measures to be taken against any Knesset member who sails to Gaza, stressing that they should not be allowed to return to Israel if they enter the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Palestinian members of parliament and head of the Popular Committee Against the Gaza Siege said that this step carries two messages. One, that all Palestinians are one nation, and two, a call to the Arab world to act to end this unjust Israeli siege. For IMEMC, this is Justin Terrio.
This week, the Israeli military killed a pair of teen brothers in southern Gaza and wounded four others after invading a number of Palestinian-owned territories. The details with IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza Strip.
This week in the Gaza Strip, Israeli military killed a pair of brothers in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Israeli military sources said the attack on the Al-Shoka village in East Rafah city was aimed at a group of Palestinian fighters who tried to fire mortar shells against the Israeli border line. Witnesses in the area said the two brothers were struck by Israeli warplanes outside their houses. Also in the southern parts of the Gaza Strip, Israeli military invaded this week the Al-Farahin neighborhood to the east of Khan Yunis city. No casualties were reported. Meanwhile, Palestinian homemade shell fire continued intermittently against nearby Israeli towns with no casualties reported. The homemade shell fire coincides with a restrictive Israeli closure of the Gaza Strip for more than 4 weeks now. In the shadow of such developments, the Gaza-based resistance factions are set to hold talks about possible extension or termination of a six-month truce deal with Israel that Egypt brokered in June. In other news, this week, the local popular committee for breaking the Israeli siege on Gaza announced that the first Arab ship of assistance to the besieged Gaza Strip is about to arrive in Gaza Early next week, earlier this week, a similar Libyan ship was turned back by Israeli naval vessels, denying the ship access into Gaza's territorial waters. The United Nations discussed Israel's denial of access to that aid ship. In other related news, this week Israel allowed some shipments of food and medicines, as well as limited quantities of crude industrialized fuel needed to generate electricity into the Gaza Strip. For IMEMC, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
And finally, in the West Bank this week, Israeli military killed a Palestinian from the Balata refugee camp and carried out scores of invasions into various areas in the West Bank, kidnapping dozens of residents. Meanwhile, attacks by armed Israeli settlers stepped up. More with IMEMC's Jessica Husley in the West Bank.
Israeli military and police forces announced today a high alert in the occupied West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem as the armed Israeli settler attacks on Palestinian residents stepped up over the weekend. Yesterday, scores of Israeli settlers torched several Palestinian homes in the city of Hebron after clashes between settlers and Palestinian residents escalated. The clashes erupted this week after an Israel court ordered the armed settlers to evacuate the house of the Al-Rigbi family in the city of Hebron, but the settlers refused. The Palestinian Authority called on the United Nations Security Council to convene in order to curb further settler violence against the unarmed Palestinian residents, warning of increased tension in the entire West Bank. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak had earlier stated that the settler attacks would harm Israel's image as a sovereign state, yet no concrete actions have been taken towards ending the current violence. This week, in the West Bank refugee camp of Balata, an Israeli military undercover unit assassinated a Palestinian fighter of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, despite the fact that the fighter was given amnesty by Israel. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade is the armed wing of President Abbas's led Fatah party. In addition, according to Palestinian sources, this week, Israeli military carried out more than 40 invasions into various West Bank cities, towns, villages, and refugee camps. According to sources, the invasions resulted in the detention of at least 28 Palestinian residents. At the same time, Israeli soldiers were reportedly harassing Palestinian residents as they moved through hundreds of Israeli checkpoints across the West Bank. For IMEMC, this is Jessica Halsey.
And that was just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, please check out our website at www.imemc.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Hassan Qassis and George Shmawi.